It's time for the good, the bad.
Hold that thought.
And the dumb.
On the Mighty Gwynn Show.
You heard the lady. It is that time, our favorite time of the day, our most fun-filled, thrill-packed, and critically acclaimed segment of the entire show. When we go to the lighter side of sports, the lighter side of life, bring you stories that are good, bad, and dumb. Producer Ron, this is his territory. He puts the list together every single day. Ron, what have you?
I wish I had the happy birthday song, because my good is extremely good. It's everyone should be proud and happy today to wish Miss Betty White a happy birthday.
Can I tell you how panicked I was when I saw Betty White trending on Twitter today?
I hear you.
I was like, oh no, no.
I know exactly where you're going with that, what you're thinking.
Yeah. I was, but can I also tell you about my relief when I saw it was about her birthday? Her 95th, right?
95th.
Yeah. Good for her.
Gave
man.
The double bird to 2016, and we are saying happy birthday.
2016 could not kill Betty
to
White.
To a woman literally older than sliced bread.
She is. There are actually pictures of her as a young woman pictures taken around the World War II. So it's like, wow, you've been around for a while.
Yeah. You know, well, she and
if you were in your 20s during World War II, yeah.
Funny enough, I mean, if you remember too, she could not make it in television. So she started off in radio.
Exactly.
Which so is there's what, hope for us.
Which is how most people start off in radio. Except she was attractive.
She
so
was.
So things ended up working out for her. For us, probably not so
yeah.
much. No.
Nah, we're destined to be behind a microphone.
There you go.
My bad today is a zebra shark in Australia.
A who? A what?
A zebra shark in an Australian zoo or an Australian aquarium.
So I'm guessing this is a large striped fish.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, it's a... Actually, looking at the picture, that's spots. I don't get it.
Okay.
Anyways, the reason why it's bad, it's a female, Dylan, and it has been left alone for many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
But it has surprised everyone because it just had babies.
Really? I was about to ask how many cats it had, because that's what happens to females when you leave them alone for too long.
But this is bad.
Okay, why?
Because a female left alone is having babies.
That's weird.
It's the evolution has begun. Pretty soon, we will not be needed.
So you think she's going to put us out of business?
She has found a way to put us out of business.
You don't think that, like, some lonely Saturday night there in Australia, that she maybe
she's in a glass case of emotion?
She could have jumped it. Right? I mean, or a male zebra shark could have jumped his enclosure, and who knows? You know, things go bump in the night, right?
I don't. I want to believe that. I seriously do, but I don't think that's possible. She is.
What we need is camera footage.
That millions of years from now, when the last male has taken his last breath, they will look back at this day going, that is when it began. A female zebra shark discovered the secret. Scientists uncovered it after years of painstakingly research.
It's all right. They'll still need us for
It's only going to be female scientists, too. There's not going to be one male scientist working on this.
See, that's where you're wrong. See, they'll still need us for the hard sciences, and they'll still need us to make decisions. Because those two things.
We make decisions. Our decisions where do you want to go eat?
Women aren't great with those decisions. They need us around for that. They need us to make judgment calls.
So you always choose the restaurant?
Yeah. I mean, they need us to make decisions and stop just ceaselessly talking about things.
All right.
So there we go.
Well, my dumb for the day plays into this as well. A scientific study has been done to teach people, or it was done to show people how to eat less junk food. Do you know what they found, Dylan?
That if you don't buy it, you will be not able to eat
it. If you don't serve yourself... I'm sorry. If you do serve yourself, you'll be inclined to eat less junk food than having someone serve it to you.
If you do serve yourself.
If you do serve yourself.
Meaning if you go out and buy the junk
food. If you go out, say you're at a buffet.
Okay.
And there is a table full of desserts and then a table full of healthy food. That if you have to serve yourself, you will be more inclined to serve yourself healthy food than dessert. No, they're wrong.
No, they're
They're wrong.
They're wrong?
They're wrong.
That wasn't what they found?
No, no. I'm saying they're wrong.
No, they're right, Ron.
They're not right.
Because you take ownership of it when you put the
I take ownership of serving myself that piece of pie.
When you put the carrot cake on your
put
plate.
Put the carrots aside. Then, give me the cake.
Then you, my friend, are taking ownership of it. When somebody else puts it on your plate, you're like, okay, if you insist, I'll eat this. If you're going to put this large tub of ice cream on my plate, I guess I'll go ahead and eat this. It's a totally different – it's a psychological question. You're doing it to yourself if you go out there and get the stuff. If somebody
but what
else,
if you're happy? What if you're fine doing it to yourself?
Well, then you're probably not partaking.
See, this is where it comes into the female shark. She was happy doing it herself.
See? This is why we need Shark Cam.
And this
cam.
Is why men will be extinct.
This is why we need Shark Cam.
We need Shark Cam.
We need Shark Cam, and she needs a buffet table full of snacks.
Yeah. Well, obviously, she was serving herself.
That is an incredible story, Ron. Well, I firmly believe that after Shark Cam is installed, you're going to find out that there was a very sneaky male shark who somehow got in that enclosure and did things, and that'll probably explain it. For now, though, I'm just going to sit back in horror and imagine
and wait for the inevitable.
Yeah. And wait for that. Wait for
and then
that
let's
discussion.
Just focus back. We'll focus back on the good. Yeah. Let's just wish happy birthday to Betty White.
Happy birthday, Betty White. Happy birthday, Betty White. We can all join in unison on that one. No question.
The world around.
Exactly.
There's right. One common thing in that we can grab from this world is that everyone is happy that she's 95 today.
Yes. And not what we thought was happening when we first saw her trending this morning. That is true. Tony D's got you next. I'm off for the rest of the week, actually. I'm going to be in L.A., producer Ron's old stomping grounds. Back at you, though, on Monday to talk about those conference championship games. Until then, peace.